This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I was amused by one of the stories I read in the devotional guide, Our Daily Bread. It seems that two women were dressed in their finest and were having lunch together in a very exclusive restaurant. A friend saw them and came over to their table to greet them. "What's the special occasion?" she asked. One of the women said, "We're having a birthday party for the baby in our family. He's 2 years old today." And the friend said, "Well, where's the baby?" And the child's mother answered, "Oh, I dropped him off at my mother's house. She's taking care of him until the party's over. You see, it wouldn't be any fun with him along." I chuckle at that, but the sad truth is we spend a considerable amount of time during this time of year getting ready for a birthday celebration, and unfortunately, like those ladies, we forget the person for whom we are having the party. I mean, think of all the shopping, the gift wrapping, not to mention the time you spend making sure you got everyone on that list of yours a gift. You know, the family list, the office list, the church and or friend list. And then there's the fellowships and the parties, the dinners, and on it goes. Well, there's nothing in particularly wrong with any of those things. It's just that in our rush to celebrate Christmas, we forget the Christ for whom we are having the party. Like any infant, once Jesus comes into your life, he demands your attention. He is the focus, not you, not me. And we don't like that. So we shuffle him off while we have our party for him, which is to say, we celebrate Christmas without giving our time, our attention to him and what he wants. And what he wants is our life, ourselves. He's not like an infant who's totally egocentric. He knows the only way we can become all we are supposed to become is through a relationship with him, where he is Lord and Savior of our lives. Rather than simply feeling guilty about what we're planning to do this Christmas, how can we bring Christ back into the party so that he's the center of attention this Christmas? I mean, what can we do to bring Christ into focus? Well, you remember that phrase reminding you of what to do in a fire, stop, drop, and roll? I've changed that a bit. In these days left between now and Christmas, try this: stop, drop, and pray. That can help bring Christ back into focus this Christmas. Make a decision to stop sometime each day between now and Christmas and think about Jesus. It's not complicated. Just stop what you're doing. Just stop, S-T-O-P. Pick a time that works for you. I suggest doing that at least three times a day. Maybe say 10, 2, and 4, like the old Dr. Pepper commercial. Maybe that works for you. Or 8 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. The exact time is not the issue. The important thing is that you're going to stop at those times that you've set. Just pause and stop, and then drop. I mean, I don't mean you literally drop to your knees, but you drop what you are doing. If you're working on a project, drop it for a moment. If you're watching TV or listening to the radio or you're on the computer, stop and drop what you're doing for a set period of time. Well, the point is you have thought about your day and you've pre-planned it so that, say, 10 o'clock or whatever the time you have set for that day, you stop and you pause, you drop whatever it is you're doing, and then third thing, you pray. Now, there's the scary part for most people because, well, we just don't know about prayer. We don't know what to say. So here's what you do. You pray to Jesus about what's on your heart. I mean, you might have a scripture reading ready for that day. You can pray the scripture. Pray it like it's your own words, like it's coming from your heart. You can pray a prayer of thanks for who Jesus is and what he's done for you in your life that morning or afternoon. If you make one of your times to stop and pray in the evening, you might give thanks for all that he's done for you that day. During that prayer time, you can simply ponder all the ways you've experienced God's love that day. Be open to Jesus and his nudging you to do something for someone else, perhaps. Someone may need attention. Maybe he'll put someone on your heart that you need to help, someone who is in pain, maybe someone who's struggling. Now, you won't be perfect in this little exercise. When you miss, just restart your exercise the next time you've planned to stop, drop, and pray. Take as much time when you stop, drop, and pray as you want to, as you're able to, or if planned. It could be 5 minutes or 20 minutes. The main thing is be intentional. Experience Jesus this Christmas. Pray to Him, and His love will grow in you, and that love will kindle in your spirit the light of heavenly hope. So, between now and Christmas, stop, drop, and pray. And then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. That will be Christmas Day. Join me here, and between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking